Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Tuesday afternoon. Hello. It is good to be with you. Finally got some rain up in here.
Rain, baby, rain.
Was that the loudest rain you've heard in a long time, about 6 o'clock this morning?
Okay, we didn't get loud rain.
We did.
You're west, we're south. I think the people up north got it worse than we did, because when I started looking at the radar, I'm like, please pull south, please pull south, please pull south. Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow. It's good to be with you on this Tuesday. Hope everybody is doing well. We've got a lot of stuff in the stack.
Oh, it's a big stack.
It is a bigger part. We'll get to all of it at some point this afternoon. Make sure you're back in the 3 o'clock hour for sure. Lawsuit that has been filed against the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department.
And it involves every single person listening in Kansas City. I'm going to say that. It is an explosive apparent change in policy for under what circumstances they will consider coming into a home during an active crime.
And the guy who has filed the lawsuit has a police captain on tape.
Yeah, it left him a voicemail.
And you'll hear that voicemail in the 3 o'clock hour of the program.
The story is an abortion. It is a dumpster fire. And we will talk. And Scott and I might disagree on it. We'll talk about it at 3.
Okay. A couple of stories just to bring to your attention. Snoop Dogg is dropping another food product like it's hot. The legendary rapper is releasing a new cereal called Snoop Loops.
Oh, yes, please.
Apparently very high in THC. It looks like a mixture of Fruit Loops and marshmallows, according to a photo.
Wait, is it really high in THC?
No, it's not. Oh. And here it is, Master P added regarding the new breakfast food: more corn, more flavor, and more marshmallows than what separated us from the rest. If you like Fruit Loops, then you will love Snoop Loops.
Gonna have to drizzle some milk on that.
Drizzle. So dumb.
So dumb, but anyway. The minute I saw it, I thought, well, might have to check that out. Snoop's got a cereal. Travis Kelce's got a new cereal coming.
Yeah, he's offering that at Hy-Vee's because they're affiliated with the Chiefs and all. Okay. Travis Kelce says his tastes like cornflakes.
Okay.
Or frosted flakes or one of the flakes. I don't know. A story here from the Washington Post, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome to weigh in on this. Apple AirTags recently helped Florida police locate more than $16,000 worth of items stolen from luggage from the Destin-Fort Walton Beach Airport.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there. It's not a huge airport. The suspect, 19-year-old Giovanni DeLuca, was an airline subcontractor, according to the sheriff's department. In July, a traveler reported that her luggage never arrived.
Huh.
Was later listed as lost or stolen. The bag contained items worth about $1,600. The Apple AirTag in her suitcase, however, showed that it was last active in the area of Cathy Court in Mary Esther, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Another traveler also happened to report that about $15,000 worth of jewelry and Other belongings were taken from his luggage on August 9th.
Now, why would you put $15,000 worth of jewelry in your luggage that you check? Sorry, not victim blaming. Read on.
Well, I mean, that could be as simple as a single watch.
It could be.
Why wouldn't you wear it?
Why wouldn't you wear it?
I don't have that.
I mean, that's
kind
like
of money.
Putting your wedding ring in your luggage
or your golf bag. Carry on.
While investigating, deputies cross-referenced employees who lived in the vicinity of Old Cathy Court.
Very smart.
In Mary Esther, Florida, and DeLuca kept coming up.
Old DeLuca lived right over there.
Investigators went to his home in the area on August 10th, and the items that were reported missing just happened to be there. The small Apple tracking devices have become part of a traveler's toolbox during a chaotic summer that's been filled with canceled flights and lots of lost luggage.
Listen to this. My friend Carrie has a piece of luggage that comes with a tracking device in it so that the minute, just like with an AirTag, someone takes off with your luggage, because let's be honest, this was an inside job, you can figure out where it is. She travels all the time. Her whole life is in that luggage. She texted me today. Yep, I've got a specific piece of luggage that comes with that. But you don't have to buy fancy luggage. You can just put an AirTag in it. And for all of the things, it's called a Harman, H-A-R-M-A-N, Hartman bag, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, sorry. It is a global recovery system that comes in the luggage. And I don't know how much her Hartman bag costs, don't care. But the AirTags that generally are used for no good doers, stalkers, and horrible people.
I don't know about generally.
This is the one time you could say to me, this is a great use for the AirTag. Put an AirTag in your luggage, people. That's right.
Here's the problem. How long until the no-do-gooders realize any bag they steal from the airport probably or more likely than not has an AirTag in it? And so when they get to the car after they steal your bag, before you even have time to tell Delta it's missing, they're rummaging through your bag looking for that AirTag. As soon as they find it, they throw it into the parking lot.
I just don't think the criminals are that smart. I think they don't have a lot of time, so they take a peek and they go, oh, looks like underwear. Don't want this bag. They take a peek at bag number two. Oh, there looks like there's some jewelry in there. They take the bag.
See, here's what's going to be learned from Giovanni DeLuca of Mary Esther, Florida. Whoever the no-do-gooders are, they're going to figure this out real quick, and they're going to do one of two things. They're either going to rummage through your bag while it's in their car over the economy parking lot before they drive off, and they're going to find that AirTag, and they're going to throw it into the parking lot somewhere. Or they're going to rummage through your bag, grab your $15,000 watch.
Leave the luggage
and then
where
leave
it
the
is.
Luggage in economy parking so you get your underpants and your luggage back. But your $15,000 watch is pretty much gone.
Well, then keep your watch with you. From the Washington Post, if you read further down in the story. So far this year, just in the United States, luggage has, quote, been mishandled. And I believe that that means lost or stolen. At extreme higher rates. In May of 2022, more than 237,000 pieces of baggage were mishandled, more than double what it was May a year ago.
What were you going to say, Sam?
We're failing to address a major piece of this story, and that's the fact that you, as an iPhone user, can deactivate an AirTag that is near you for too much for a too long of a time. And so had this no-do-gooder had an iPhone, he could have deactivated the AirTag and they would not have been able to find it.
I think for the time being, it's a great tool if you travel a lot. Now, I don't keep high-value items in my luggage ever. I mean, maybe like a speaker, something that I could replace that's $60 on Amazon.
Like that you would take down to the pool or something at the hotel?
I would never, ever put my jewelry in a checked bag at an airport.
Well, stupid is as stupid does, and some people do. I guarantee you the contents of my suitcase on any given trip is less than $500.
I was going to say less than five.
Hey, that's a nice Adidas track jacket, okay?
Man,
well, it is.
This is so weird. I opened this luggage and it was six Adidas track suits and no underwear.
See, they
Who
don't take that
pack
luggage.
Underwear on their trip.
Because they assume it's a Serbian mobster.
That's right. They put that right back on the carousel.
Oh no, Johnny, we blanked out. Put
it
back.
With that.
I ain't losing a tongue
that
over this.
I don't even wear underwear. It's big time Serbian mafia.
Well, you don't pack underpants. You can pack an extra swimming trunks. You can.
I want to know the last time our listeners had their luggage lost. It's super problematic on international flights, as you can imagine.
Oh, sure.
And with all of the canceled flights, I'm telling you people, put that damn AirTag in your luggage.
And now these AirTags can go how far? We've had this discussion
forever.
Before. I understand, but I thought like there was a distance limit.
No.
There is, but the reason that the AirTag is such an issue with the no-do-gooders is that it pings off of nearby iPhones. So say you are using it to do no good and you're tracking somebody's car. If they drive past someone with an iPhone, it will ping the location of that AirTag through the Find My iPhone system.
Which is how they could track down this dingbat.
Now, it's pretty obvious he didn't have an iPhone because he would have gotten a notification on his phone. There's an AirTag in your area. Would you like to deactivate it? Or whatever the notification says. I don't know what it says.
Wait a minute. Wait, hang on. Because I'm not very intelligent. Okay. If I have an iPhone, and I do,
yeah.
I've never been notified that there's an AirTag in my area.
Because nobody's tried to stalk you.
Remember, I got off the airplane and it says you have an AirTag following you.
Yes.
And I stopped a police officer because I thought I was about to be killed.
Yes.
If I had to guess, that person was also driving from the airport behind Dana with an AirTag, and she got the notification there is an unidentified Apple device within the range of your
Bluetooth.
Well,
then how come I haven't gotten one in traffic where, you know, I'm in traffic every day, all day, sitting next to 20 cars at a stoplight. I never get an AirTag notification.
It's a good question. I don't know.
I mean, Dana gets one and she's in Prairie Village in the middle of the night.
Freaked me out, man.
By the way, your Hartman luggage ranges from a couple $100 to a couple $1,000.
Okay, now there you go. That's the difference with Hartman luggage and the AirTag where the no good doer would be notified. With the Hartman luggage, if they steal your bag, they're not going to know there's some kind of high-tech chip inside the bag always continually alerting you to where they're going.
They might assume it because the built-in tracker is actually becoming more and more common. Like you can buy wallets now that have a device that looks like your credit card.
Sam, I think you're giving the no good doer that's just the quick grab and go. I want to see if I can steal. You're giving them way too much credit.
See, but I think.
Is this a Hartman air tracker bag? No way.
But conversely, I think Sam has given them way too much credit. I agree with you on that. But I think you think every no do gooder is a catalytic converter stealer and high on meth and rolling up underneath your car with about three teeth in their mouth, not knowing who they are. And I think the real no-do-gooder is somewhere in the middle.
In between.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Telephone number here, 913-586-7798, 586-7798. He's Sam, she is Dana. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. So apparently luggage is getting more high-tech by the minute. Now, we're not saying that this luggage that was recovered in Florida was necessarily high tech, although there was an Apple AirTag in it, which led police in Destin, Fort Walton area to a home of an airport employee who had stolen at least two bags. In one of those bags was $15,000 worth of jewelry.
It's a lucrative little side hustle for him.
Boy. And Giovanni DeLuca is in big trouble. And I imagine not an employee at the airport in Destin, Florida anymore. It was an Apple AirTag that led police to his apartment, and that's where they recovered the stolen goods. Dale in North Kansas City. Dale, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, you guys are fantastic. Quick question. Dana, the no-good doers, they're either tripping out on meth with three teeth in their head and complete idiots, or they're geniuses who are putting AirTags in your car and tracking you down in the middle of the night to kill you.
Correct.
You can't have it both ways, can you?
I think mine was a unicorn, Dale. It was the methed out super genius. You don't find them very often.
You really don't.
Hey, thank you for the show. You guys are fantastic.
Thank you, Dale. God bless you, man. Thank you for that.
I'm just saying, with 230,000 mishandled items,
well, some of them
why don't they just say that we lost it? Mishandled means the handle fell off. It broke. What? I've had that happen. That's mishandled.
It's broken handle.
It was handled, and now it's unhandled.
Have you never lost luggage?
No.
Let me rephrase. Have you never had luggage lost for you?
No.
Well, I did one time.
It's happened to me a handful of times as well.
Mine was, we went to Venice, Italy.
I got on a plane with a handle. It was a handled piece of luggage, and it came off the plane unhandled, or as I call it, mishandled.
No, mishandled is if it didn't come off the plane.
And by the way, they will not replace your luggage if the handle snaps.
How does
That's why you're supposed to dun-dun before you hand them the bag.
Well, I didn't gunk-gunk, and then it went gunk-gunk, and then I had half. And by the way, that is an impalement disaster waiting to happen when your, what do you even call that? Handle, sorry.
The roller handle?
Yes, when the handle snaps, it is a weapon.
Why
it is a fanged weapon that will kill you.
Why?
And they will not fix it for you if that happens under the belly of the plane.
And what sound does it make?
Gunk-gunk.
That's very similar to...
By the way, all of the mishandled and lost luggage over the summer in the last few months has not been specifically because they lost it. It has to do with all of the delays. And so you put your bag on a plane
right,
to go from flight to flight to flight, and it's on the plane, and for whatever reason, one of the legs of your trip gets a delay.
Right.
All of a sudden, you don't have your bag anymore.
And how are the guys outside on the tarmac supposed to
correct,
be following along with Dana's now running from gate, you know, 17 to gate 80,
right,
and we need to run her one piece of luggage
right,
and get it on her new flight.
Do you know what it does? It gives the no-good doers way more time to then rifle through your crap. Because I had a friend who took a flight, Europe somewhere, I don't even remember, and she posted about 3 weeks ago, oh my gosh, look at this disaster of luggage. And it was this huge wide shot in a terminal, and there's just...
Oh, I saw that.
Thousands of people.
Yeah.
Who was it? It was a mutual friend of ours.
Yes, I can't remember who it
thousands
was.
Thousands of
that
pieces
picture
of luggage.
Yes.
And she actually made the comment, there ain't no way this stuff is getting back to their
See,
owners.
This is why if I check luggage, which I only do on long, like a week-long trip or something, always pack a spare change of clothes in your carry-on.
In your carry-on.
Always. Because you never know. That way, you have the clothes you're wearing
yep,
and a fresh change of clothes in your bag.
Medication also goes on the carry-on.
Yes, it does. That's right.
Toiletries that you can bring onto the carry-on.
Well, but even then, you can replace a toothbrush.
Yeah.
You can't replace your Xanax.
Right. John in Topeka. John, hello.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're more likely to win the Powerball than to find a messed-out super genius, so.
That's actually true.
Yeah. But there is one advantage to being poor is that I have nothing that they want to steal. And also, I've found out that carrying all my stuff, if I go up, you know, someplace for a week, I can fit my clothes and my fiance's clothes in a backpack, my backpack, which
yep,
is considered a personal carry-on.
Yep.
And we put the rest of our stuff in her backpack, and then we still have room for, like, souvenirs and small things. And if we really want, you know, something to bring back from wherever we're going to, we can get a duffel bag, and that's considered carry-on, and then we'll pay a fee and bring it on with us, and we don't put anything in check baggage.
John, that's brilliant, and I tell my kids to do the same thing. Please take a duffel, take a backpack, put most of your stuff that you really need in that, and then the overflow can go in the belly of the plane.
You know what trick I've been playing lately, because I traveled way too much this year, especially with all the problems that Joe was having. I went to South Carolina twice. What I've started doing is getting your normal carry-on luggage with the thunk-thunk handle, and basically just you're sitting in the gate, and when I hear them say, "We anticipate that this is going to be a completely full flight. If you would like to gate check your bag," I've started gate checking my bag.
Yeah, it's a workaround.
Yes, because that way you don't end up paying for it to go under the plane.
But they still put it under the plane.
They put it under the plane, and you get it on the skywalk when you're deplaning. That way, nobody ever touches your bag, you know, on the little cart that goes racing around the airport tarmac trying to find the other plane you're supposed to be on. you don't pay for it to go onto the plane, and it gets to go onto the plane, and you get it right back.
You do have to wait, though, when you deplane in that little cramped area with everybody else. That's the only downside.
And,
you've got to wait to get it back.
It's minimal because your baggage was on last, so it comes off first. So they'll be right back up there with your bag in just a moment. Quick break here at the bottom of the hour. Make sure you're tuned in next hour. A lawsuit that has been filed against the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. And there's a voicemail that a police captain left for the man who has filed this lawsuit. We will play you that voicemail next hour.
Also coming up, truck strikes man. Man has died. Dana is now advocating in part on behalf of the driver who struck this man. Ooh. It is a rare case of, man, I don't know that we charge this person, and we will tell you why straight ahead.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You need to mark the date and the time, because some weird words are about to come out of Dana's mouth. And not normal weird, Dana. Like, actual, what did she just say? Why are you defending this? Mark the date and the time.
Okay. Story here from Fox 4. And follow me here on this story, guys. A man who was run over by a customized truck. Read that. It's a black pickup truck, four-door.
Huge Chiefs logo.
Huge Chiefs arrowhead in the back window. A man who was run over by a customized truck on July 30th died yesterday from his injuries. The incident happened in a parking lot across the street from the Peppermill Lounge in South Kansas City. It's a small pool hall. According to police, officers were called to the area at about 2 o'clock in the morning. The investigation showed that for some unknown reason, the man who died yesterday had laid down in the parking lot. A black Chevy pickup truck with custom black 5-spoke rims, a bed cover, sunroof, Kansas City Chiefs logo in the back window, pulled out of the parking lot and ran over the victim.
Who was laying in the road in the dark?
The driver stayed for a certain amount of time. It's unknown how long, but then left without leaving any information for police. The man was taken to the hospital 2 weeks ago with life-threatening injuries, and he died yesterday. The owner of the vehicle was found about a week after this occurred, but no charges yet have been filed against her.
I said to Scott during the break, you cannot charge this woman for that death.
Why not?
Scott, this is why I always remind everybody, don't drink and drive, because of the one time that
we don't know that she was drinking and driving.
But because of the one time on Ward Parkway, some guy in complete black clothing at 2 a.m. was walking down the middle of Ward Parkway. Right. And you remember a young man struck him and killed him. You would have hit that guy. I would have hit that guy.
The young man who hit him was sober.
Sam would have hit that guy. I think he had had a couple of beers.
I don't think.
But he left the scene, went and got a lawyer. Even if you've had a beer, anyone would have hit that man on Ward Parkway, and anyone would have hit the man in the middle of the night who, quote, for whatever reason, decided to lay down in the middle of the parking lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad decisions all around the store.
A lot of bad decisions, okay? So someone was going to run over that man. And let us assume that those injuries are always going to be fatal unless you're on a moped. And even then, questionable.
Fair.
There are certain cases to me where the behavior leading up to the death is 99% on the very poor man, God rest his soul, that decided, quote, for whatever reason, to lay down in a dark parking lot. I feel terrible that someone struck him. I feel terrible he lost his life. You would have hit him. I would have hit him. Sam would have hit him. You would have been sober. You don't drink. I probably wouldn't have been sober. I do drink. Sam, I don't know. That's a toss-up on any given night. Take alcohol out of this. He would have been hit.
I would have stayed.
In her panic, I can see this logic. He didn't jump out of the bushes or fly through the air like a deer and she struck him. He wasn't running across the street and she struck him. Can you not see the scenario where she thinks he was already dead? I just hit something. I didn't know what I hit. He didn't jump out in front of me. He was already lying there. Should she have left? No, absolutely not. Should she have left? No, absolutely not.
This is where she's going to prison.
Let's say he's laying down behind her car and she back. And this is a huge truck. This is not a Sam Stevie truck, which is also a huge truck. This is one of those like enormous F-150.
It's a big truck.
Extended cab. Do you know what I mean?
It's a full-size truck.
She's not going to see him lying in the road.
Here's the problem.
She was backing out.
How long, because she didn't call for police, okay, and we don't know who did. Was it another 15 minutes before somebody found this poor sap laying in the middle of a parking lot outside of a bar? Was it another 30 minutes? Was it another 1 minute? We don't know.
It was closing time. I'm guessing it was 15 tops. But, it was closing time. Was it not two?
Yes, it was at 2 o'clock in the morning when police showed up.
Okay.
But we don't know when this occurred specifically. How long was this poor guy laying in the parking lot alive? Because he died yesterday. He was hit 2 weeks ago. How much medical attention could he have received if she had called 911 the second she got out of that car?
After being struck by a truck of that size,
it's not looking good.
Now, if you wanted to have that argument with a smart car, okay. I'm being serious.
It's not tall enough to drive over somebody.
We could entertain the smart car. This is the largest truck money can buy.
It's not a
semi or a dump truck.
She made a horribly bad
decision. Deathly, horribly bad decision.
Where the problem comes in is the fact that she stopped and stayed for an undisclosed amount of time. She could argue in the court of law, I thought it was a curb. People drive over curbs all the time. It's an imperfect world. But the fact that she stopped,
out of
she
the
noticed
car.
That she hit a man and then proceeded to drive away.
I want to be clear. I'm not saying what this driver did was okay. I'm saying this was unavoidable because he chose for whatever reason to lie down in the middle of a parking lot. It's unavoidable.
Mm-hmm.
This is not vehicular homicide. It's leaving the scene. She left the scene. You hit something, sis.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's no more than leaving the scene.
What did she do when she got out of the car?
She left the scene.
I know, but first she gets out of the car. She goes to the back of her truck, presumably. I haven't seen the video. Only police have. Does she say, "How you doing? Boy, that looks like it smarts a little bit." I mean, come on. She at no point did she think, "Oh my God,
yeah,
I've just hit another human being."
In a very clearly marked specialty truck with Chiefs logos all over it.
I need to do the right thing now. I'm in trouble, but I need to call 911. This guy is still alive.
We don't know that she didn't call 911. Somebody called 911.
Okay, well, if she called 911, she did not wait for them to respond. She left. I'm
not victim blaming necessarily, but if you're on a jury, you have to put a percentage on these things, Scott. And a man lying down for unknown reasons makes absolutely no sense because police did not say he stumbled, fell, and was just lying there.
Right.
They said for an unknown reason, he made the conscious choice to lie down in a parking lot.
Or maybe unconscious choice if he had been drinking a lot.
I mean, this case is a mess. I'm not saying what she did was okay, but I'm also not saying this is 100% her fault.
From the text line, divergent points of view. The guy who placed himself in the road was checking out. The woman should not be blamed for this. But 3833 writes, you absolutely cannot, all caps, leave the scene. Everything hinges on that. Telephone number here is 586-7798, 586-7798. Let's go to Kansas City. Teacher. On line one, hello.
Hello?
Hi, is your name Teacher?
No, my name is Peter.
Peter.
Oh, Peter. We thought you were Peter the teacher, but go ahead, Peter.
No, Peter the rabbit.
Peter, hello.
So I have a friend who's very, very, very stingy with his money. I mean, he holds it tight. One day I asked him, I said, "Hey, why is it that you're so tight with your money?" He said, "Remember when I went to prison?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "I didn't go to prison because he was in a similar accident where he was drunk. The woman that collided with his vehicle was drunk as well. They found out that the woman had made the wrong decision, made the wrong turn or whatever, and just used her driving improperly and was drunk, but that woman had died. But they found out that she was the one that made the bad decision on the road. He wasn't. So she really hit him. But the fact that he was drunk, he ended up having to serve time for her death."
Correct. Even though it was her fault and even though she was drunk, which I tell this to your teenagers, tell this to your college kids, you can be doing everything right. But if you've had a beer and someone walks out in front of you and makes a horribly life-altering bad decision, it will still come back on you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Like laying down in a dark parking lot? What in the Sam Hill was he thinking?
Now, let's be clear here. Peter was talking about a friend who had been drinking, blah, blah, blah. We do not know, and now there is no way to really prove if she was drunk.
You would have credit card receipts, and you would have a bartender saying she had 4 or 5 beers. Now she's going to say, I had 2.
A defense lawyer would rip that apart.
Prove it.
Yeah, prove it.
Prove I didn't buy those beers and hand them off to somebody else.
Yeah, prove I didn't take a sip and pour the rest on the floor. You can't. I mean, the only thing that can prove she was intoxicated would be a blood alcohol test. And we don't have that because she drove off.
This hinges primarily on the fact that there is probably camera footage of this woman getting out, acknowledging what she did, getting back in her truck and driving away.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. 7798. If you want to weigh in, 586-7798. All right, welcome back. Somebody on the text line wants to know, just because laws are a little bit different on which side of the state line you fall on, did this happen in Kansas or Missouri? It happened in Kansas City, Missouri, at a place called the Peppermill Lounge. It's a small...
They need to rename a place of bad decisions, because this was bad decision after bad decision.
On both parts.
On both parts.
I don't know what possess... Well, I have a pretty good idea of what possessed this guy to lay down in a parking lot at about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. I imagine it had a lot to do with alcohol, but we don't know that. And then I don't know what possessed this woman after she ran him over and left him with what ultimately became life-threatening injuries because he died yesterday. What possessed her to get back in that pickup truck and drive off?
It's possible, Scott, as small as this place is, they knew each other or had clearly had seen each other that night.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it's just one of those rare cases, and I do think these cases are rare, where the outcome would have been the same no matter what. Drinking, not drinking, knew the guy, didn't know the guy, big truck, small truck. The outcome was someone just lying in the middle of a parking lot in the middle of the morning at 2 a.m. or 1 a.m. The outcome would have been, sadly, the same.
Well, I wonder, and it'll be interesting to see what the, because they have spoken with her, they have found her. At first they couldn't find her, but they have. It didn't take long to identify who owned this truck. It's extremely unique with its gigantic Chiefs logo in the back window. It'll be interesting to see what the prosecutors charge her with, because if it is simply fleeing the scene of an accident, okay, and not an involuntary manslaughter charge, what are you telling people in the future if they have been drinking, and we don't know that she had, and all she gets for this is fleeing the scene of an accident? If she's not charged with involuntary manslaughter, you're encouraging people in the future, if you're driving drunk and you hit somebody, keep going. Because
we're also teaching people, with all respect, don't lie down in the middle of a road or a parking lot. I mean, just don't.
A fair point. Rudy in Gladstone. Rudy, hello.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well and better than we deserve. Thank you.
Good. Love you guys.
Thank you, man. So
like I was telling Sam, a long time ago, I'm gonna say about 17 years ago, my uncle, pretty vicious alcoholic, not a bad guy, just heavy drinker. Traveled to the United States a lot, had his big truck, had his RV. Got into an altercation with a man on the road because this man would not let my uncle pass on the road. And so my uncle, this guy kept breaking my uncle. So my uncle decided he was going to speed up a little bit, and he just kind of rear-ended the guy, just gave him a little bump. Well, that gentleman lost control of his vehicle and ended up rolling it in the ditch. And because he wasn't wearing a seatbelt, passed away due to his injuries.
Oh, no.
Yep. My uncle's a great man. He's in the Kansas City Star there was a police thing that was going on one year, I think in like the 70s or something, and he thought it was an actual robbery, and he ended up stopping this training session or whatever. He got commended for it in the Kansas City Star. So he's not a bad man. But he ended up staying and had to, you know, call the police and everything like that. And he ended up going to jail. He did like 16, 17 years for it. Bottom line is, man, she left that man for dead. Regardless of the situation, you know, she left him for dead, and she does have to be punished for it. I mean,
Go back. He got 16 to 17 years?
Yes, he did. Yes. Well, I mean, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. From what my uncle has told me about the judge that handled his case, he let a child molester go on 2 years probation.
We're not getting into that. Thank you for the call. 16 years for something like that, and I'm not saying it's okay to brake check somebody's car, but had the other guy been wearing a seatbelt, he wouldn't be dead. It's not the same as this case here. It just goes to show you someone else can also be at fault, and you will lose your freedom for it.
It also goes to show, don't lay down in parking lots after you've been drinking.
Do you know what today is?
Today, I know what today is. Today's 816 day.
Happy 816 day.
Yes.
It is also National Tell-A-Joke Day.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Well, it also happens to be Tuesday.
My friends, it is. Today is National Tell-A-Joke Day, and Laffy Taffy is hosting a joke writing contest. For the first time in decades, they will be taking new submissions for bad jokes to go on the inside of the Laffy Taffy wrapper.
Well, if you don't mind, maybe we can give them a helping hand with their bad jokes and maybe do a little terrible joke Tuesday.
I don't know. Why we wouldn't.
I don't know if we're going to have enough time. Let's say 4:45 this afternoon.
I'm in.
Sam, do I have a second on that?
Let's do it.
Terrible joke Tuesday, 4:45 this afternoon. Before we get to the news here at the top of the hour, story here from Utah. An extremely loud boom was heard throughout Utah Saturday morning.
It was a big ass boom.
Shaking homes and alarming Utahns throughout the state. Is that what they call themselves, Utahns?
It was a big ass boom.
At this time, neither the Salt Lake City Police Department nor the Hill Air Force Base just north of the city know exactly what caused the boom, but the National Weather Service's Salt Lake City Division suggests it was a meteor as the most probable cause.
Utahanians.
It says here Utahans. Utahans?
Utahans.
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 Utahanians?
That's a terrible word.
It was a big-ass boom.
Yeah, it was. It was a big-ass boom. They think it may have been a meteor. It shook houses in Utah. The two reddish pixels shown over Utah's Davis and Morgan counties in the image that accompanied this story are not associated with evidence of thunderstorm activity in satellite or on radar. So officials in Utah say it is likely the trail flash of a meteor.
Oh.
And when it broke through the atmosphere, it created, Sam, what's it called again?
I closed the file.
You closed the file.
It's called I closed the file? Real quick update. A coroner has determined the cause of death for the victims of that blast that we are keeping our eye on in Indiana. It's about what you would expect for that level of explosion. They still do not have a cause.
Wait, they actually went to the trouble of formulating the cause of death?
Yes. Yes, because one of them was a neighbor. And Scott, when that boom happens, do you know that it's like a sonic boom? So your chest basically collapses in and on itself from the reverberation of the boom. And there's a very fancy word for it. I'm not going to look it up. But that one of the deaths was that.
Painful.
Yes. And one of the, well, I don't know that they felt a damn thing if you look at that blast. We are still keeping our eye on a possible cause. Here's why this could be a topic down the road. They did not find any indication of natural gas in the area. No big gas leak.
Yeah.
No leak detected. It's possible there could have been some kind of gas leak inside that residence that was undetected on the outside. And who is at fault when that happens? Could, if it turns out to be that, will be a topic on this program.
This is also the day that Elvis Presley died in 1977. Or did he?
Or did he?
Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.